Hey guys, it's Nancy Press, your co-host. This is Life Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I'm simply someone that gets on here, gives you their opinion on a variety of subjects, and also an account of them. So for today's episode, first of all, Happy New Year. Happy 2019. We made it. It's a whole other year, right? And with that, there's a lot of New Year's resolutions. There's a lot of, you know, that mindset of like, change needs to happen. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't. It should be a continuous work from the last year. I don't get this mentality that somehow because the clock turned and now we're in a new year that you have to reset all your goals and dreams. It's like, weren't you dreaming last year? Weren't you thinking of all these things last year? It's more about redefining, right? I think the new year is a great time to redefine what it is that you really want, you know, align. Get this hustle mentality out of your head because you need to align whatever it is that your goals are. How can you align them with your actions to ensure that, you know, you can achieve them? And again, the new year brings this whole hope for, you know, new resolutions and, you know, all this stuff. But it's kind of like very pie in the sky mentality because, okay, yeah, it's the new year. That's fantastic. So what, I'm just going to create a list of things that I want to accomplish in this year. And then what are you going to do with that? And at the end of the year, are you going to feel sorry that you didn't accomplish them? But see, like, that's what's wrong with most people. It's just a list. It's just a thought. There's no real action behind it. There's no real, continuous work towards aligning the goal with what it is that you're, you know, trying to accomplish with that goal, because there's steps to a goal. You're not just going to get there overnight. There's certain things that you have to do. And you guys, I always preach about SMART goals and, you know, choosing small, realistic things that you can actually do, but that doesn't change. It's the new year. If you actually want to keep these goals, like, I'm not going to stop talking about what I was talking about last year because it's a continuous thing. It doesn't stop just because the clock turned and it's 2019, right? So what are you going to do with your so-called New Year's resolutions, right? Were they the same resolutions you had last year? Were they the same things that you were hoping for last year? If that's the case, then you have to take a look inward and say, okay, well, these are just thoughts I'm having. You're not really putting a process to them. You're not really putting action to anything. And a thought is just a thought without action is not going to become reality. And that's one thing that I had to learn the hard way, especially when it came to my weight. You guys know that, you know, talking about my weight was something that I had to work on. And now I feel like it's all I talk about. And it's because I worked so hard to align my goal, you know, to ensure that I could actually achieve it. Because for so long, it was just like a thought in the sky, like, oh, I wish I could lose weight. I wish I could do this. Or, you know, for this new year, this is what I want to do. But there was no action to it. So it was just a mere thought. And now that it's just a lifestyle, right? Like, now it's just the norm. Now it's just, I get up and it's just what I do. But when you create these things in, for yourself, like, you have to achieve this within this time, or you have to do, like, it's unrealistic. So you have to choose small, realistic things that you actually can work on. Like, I wasn't going to lose 50 pounds overnight, but I could stop drinking less soda, or I could cut off certain things that weren't helping me, or trade, you know, certain food items for other items that were healthier or better for me. So that's just like an example with weight, but that, like, it works with anything. Like, for me, weight every year, that was my struggle. Every New Year's, like, that was my New Year's resolution. I want to lose weight. Like, I want to look so good next year. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And, like, I would never keep it because it was just, like, a nice thought in my head. I never really thought of, like, what process that I have to take to actually, like, achieve it. Because, and that's what all of us do. Like, right now, I can go on my news feeds and everybody's talking about their New Year's resolutions. And I can guarantee you that I will look back 3 months from now and nobody will be keeping any of them. Why? Why is that? Like, why is that our norm? Like, it's almost like this never-ending cycle that we do as humans where we wish, we wish, we wish, we wish, we wish. We hope, we hope, we hope, we hope. You know, we're always thinking, like, if only it could be this way, right? If only it could be this other way. Yeah, it would be fantastic. But what are you going to do about it? Like, how are you going to make that happen? How are you going to create your own reality, right? And it starts with you. It starts with this thought that you're just thinking like, I hope. No, don't hope. Do. Create. Like, achieve. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. But, I mean, you're listening to this podcast for a reason, right? Like, you're listening to a help self podcast for a reason. Just like I'm doing this for a reason. Like, we all have a reason what we do, how we choose the things that we do. But it's like, at the end of the day, you can listen to me and I can preach to you. But if you don't go home or if you don't take your pen and paper and actually think, like, how am I going to make this happen for myself? Like, you're just creating the same cycle and it's just going to happen all over again. Where it's like, you're hoping, you're hoping, you're hoping, but it's never actually going to happen. It's frustrating. I know. I know it's so frustrating because it's our human nature. But we have to break the cycle at some point, right? We have to break the cycle of hope and just hoping without actually doing. Because doing is what achieves like that goal. And that's like the ultimate... That's like the ultimate feeling when you can actually bring to, like, to, you know, you can plant the seed and it will grow and then you water it and you water it and you keep working on it. And next thing you know, it's like a full blown tree and you did that. Like, you created that out of nothing. But you have to plant the seeds. You have to believe in yourself. You have to create a process that works for you. Like, I'm telling you what has worked for me. All these episodes, when I talk about weight loss, when I talk about relationships, when I talk about my trials and tribulations, I'm just telling you what worked for me. But you have to do the work to find out what works for you, because no one, not two people are the same. And what can work for me mentally and physically is not going to work for another person. So redefine your goals, align them, believe in yourself, but believe in yourself because you can, because you're worthy, because you deserve it. Stop just wishing without doing and create your reality to where, like, you're unstoppable. Like, there's things that I do now that I think back, like, man, 4 years ago, I would have, like, dreamed of even being able to do half of what I do now. When I walk, you know, when I walk with my head high, I'm just like, who are you? Like, I used to walk with my head low because I felt like nothing. And I am something. You are something. We are all something. But you have to figure out what that something is. I can't give you the answer. Nobody can. You can go to a therapist. You can go to, you know, you can go to anybody. And no one's going to give you the answer. But you have to redefine. You have to align and create what you want. So stop wishing. Stop with these New Year's resolutions that, like, aren't actually going to go somewhere. Like, I think it's more hurtful when we're like, my New Year's resolution is X, Y, and Z. And then at the end of the year, it's like, well, did you keep it? And he's like, no, more than likely, no. So stop with the New Year's resolutions and just start, like, planting seeds for your life and start planting, you know, things that are going to grow forever and keep giving you, you know, fruit every year. And you're just going to have to water it and maybe take care of the soil. But you can do it once you align and once you realize what it is that you actually want. Stop looking for answers in other places. Stop looking for people to give you the answer. I know you're here listening to me, so maybe you're looking for an answer, but you hold the answer. That's what I want to get across always to you guys. It's like, if I can do it, you can too. Because it's like, there's nothing extraordinary about me. I'm just a human being made out of flesh. And just like you. Like, if I can do it, so can you. Just remember that. Like, you are capable of anything. Anything you set your mind to. As long as you're willing to put in the work. As long as you're willing to redefine a lot of things for yourself, and be willing to accept change. I think that as human beings, change is one of the scariest things that we go through. Change can be scary because there's a lot of unknown with it, and unknown things frighten us. It's our human nature. We are constantly trying to redefine everything and figure it all out and, you know, have all the answers, but we can't because every day, every moment, things are changing. So quit setting these New Year's resolutions that aren't going to serve you in any way and start planting actual seeds that will grow not only this year, but next year and the year after that, because you're going to keep cultivating that dream, that goal, that essence of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope that this new year brings about everything you wish and hope for. But remember, no one can bring it on but you. No one can create this reality but you. And define what that means for you and you only. Don't think about anyone else, because at the end of the day, all we have is ourselves. Guys, I hope you're happy, you're healthy. If you want to keep up with us on social media, you can find us by searching LifeCope LLC. You can also go to our website, lifecopeapp.podomatic.com. If you want to keep up with me, you can do so by going to nancyiperez.com or on IG, nancypants1989. I'll catch you next week. See ya.